Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top 30 Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, November 5th. Mixed finish in the grains with corn and beans lower, wheat finishing higher on the day. December corn finished down a penny and a half at 381 and three quarters. Took out yesterday's low at 83, went right through last week's low at 82, and touched the low from October 11, 380 and a half, before bouncing a little bit, couple of cents off those lows into the close to finish in the middle of a real tight range heading into Friday's WASD report. You got support below the market here at 378 and a quarter. That was the October 10th low. And then the 50-day moving average comes in at 379. So we'll have to see if the markets hold this, awaiting Friday's number. In the wheat, December Chicago finished up 5.5 cents, 515 and a quarter, moving just above the 20-day moving average at 513 and three quarters, bouncing about 6 cents off of the low. Kansas City, December finished up 5.5 cents at 428 and a half, putting a low at 421 and a half. You've got the 20-day moving average there at 421 and three quarters. So both of those markets, Chicago and Kansas City, unable to take out yesterday's low with any kind of authority, and markets bounced back and rallied into the close to finish near the highs. You had Minneapolis December finish up a penny and three quarters at 526. Egypt bought some wheat, about 175,000 tons, 120,000 of it came from France, 55,000 from Russia. So again, the U.S. not participating in these exports. Not sure if this rally here was, again, maybe similar to a couple of days ago, last Friday, actually, when there was rumor that China was sniffing around looking for U.S. wheat. Maybe we will find out in the next day or two. And in the bean market, you had January beans finished down 3 3/4 cents, 934 and a quarter. Earlier in the day, market again retested that 20-day moving average, coming in around 941, failed there again, and finished the day near the low end of the range. Latest news on the trade talks and signing ceremony saga is that China is trying to get the U.S. to roll back some tariffs. And I guess the haggling depends on just how much and at what dates that will happen. But still a possibility of some type of phase one deal, maybe putting a little bit of a floor underneath the market here. In outside markets, we've got the dollar finishing up 39 points at 97.76. Crude oil up 59 cents a barrel, 57.13. And stock market off the highs of the day, but still up about 50 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.